Level Best Books and Sidecrow Productions presents The Hidden Saint by Mark Levinson, narrated by Brent Halfyard. Chapter 1. Mirapol, Tsardom of Russia, in the year 5505 of the Hebrew calendar, corresponding to the year 1745 of the Common Era. The boy raced across the heath to see his bride. Overhead, thousands of sprites, each no bigger than a bee, caught the moonlight with their wings, sending streaks of gold across the darkness. As he ran, words of the sages came unbidden to challenge him. If three travel together at night, the evil spirit does not appear. If two together, the spirit appears but does not attack. If one alone, the spirit attacks. He was one person, alone at night. Still, for 6 whole days he hadn't seen Rachel, not even a glimpse. Everyone knew it was bad luck to see the bride in the 7 days before the wedding, and Adam was nothing if not cautious. But on this night, his desire to see Rachel was an unquenchable fire, against which caution had no chance. After being chaperoned, no, dogged by his parents the past few days, the freedom of the night and the thrill of the cool wind against his face were exhilarating and helped to drive away his fears. No harm would come to him, he told himself, surely not tonight. The enforced separation of this week, a separation from Rachel longer than any he could recall in his 17 years, had been an ache on Adam's soul. He couldn't remember a time without Rachel, and for all practical purposes, there had been none. As children, they had played together in the courtyard of the synagogue during services, around each family's weekly Sabbath table, and in the meadows that ringed the village until they reached adolescence, the age at which tradition isolated boys from girls, and their largely separate lives began in earnest. Still, they had found their ways. When Adam was called to the reader's table or to the holy ark itself during Sabbath services, he would gaze up at the women's balcony, and no matter how crowded it was, see only her face. Adam and Rachel continued to trade glances and smiles during chance encounters at the smithies, or at the well, or on busy village roads during market days. Once, when Adam was bringing food and firewood to the widow Baleg, in secret, so as not to embarrass her, he glimpsed Rachel through the
sample complete. Ready to continue?